Radio is high school football on Giant FM.
Johnny McCreary, editor of the Shelbyville News, Jeff Brown. Bud Mendenhall Field, sectional 37 championship game. And it's been explosive so far in the early going. Triton Central with a 14-6 lead and ready to kick it away to Cecina. Winner on to the regional next week. If it's Triton Central, they'll be on the road regardless of opponent, either at North Putnam or at Western Boone. Kick that came off the foot a little bit odd, squibbed up through the air and then wobbled down where Cecina decided to fall on it at the 31-yard line. Crusader football down by 8. Tonight's coverage of high school football being brought to you by Salmon Brothers. Why go anywhere else? And by Shelbyville Paint, Flooring, and More. Homegrown value, modern style, together since 1936.
Cecina's opening drive, Middlebrook had 3 carries for 12 yards. Ayers, 4 of 5 passing for 63 yards. 3 of those to Baker, has already got 54 yards receiving and the 2-yard touchdown that ended that drive.
Mac Ayers. Back in the pistol, running back Middlebrook behind his right shoulder. The give to Middlebrook, and so far the running game, outside of 1 9-yard run, hasn't yielded much. Middlebrook will push his way out for a gain of 3.
Ran into Ashton Billman there, the junior, 6'2", 265, big number 77, got around him and put him on the ground.
Second and 7 from the 34 coming up for Cecina. 3 receivers set to the left, and number 4, David Baker, working against Matt Gould. Great one-on-one matchup there here on the near side of the offense. Ayers looking left, has to avoid some pressure, steps to the side, and nearly gets it picked off at midfield. He may have looked too long at his receiver across the way.
Yeah, it was a great read by Bo Borenstein coming in there. He said Baker just went 5 yards and stopped as kind of a decoy down here, and Ayers had to roll left and didn't really get his feet set, and Borenstein was a half step away from picking that off and running a long way. He had to get a little bit of a dive to reach in front of it and knock it down.
So now the Triton defense with an opportunity. Third down and 7 from the 34. 3 receivers left. Again, Baker alone against Gould here to the right. Ayers in shotgun, the snap, the look. He's looking for Baker all along the way. A little bit of a body on the back of Baker. He's unable to make the catch. No flag, and it's incomplete.
Now, Ayers went right to Baker as soon as the ball was snapped. His eyes went right to Baker, and Gould possessed that one and just came. And like you said, almost went through him a little bit too much. But so far, the officials allowing the receivers to do what they want and the defensive backs to kind of push the way around out there.
So fourth down. Now the quarterback is the punter. High wobbly snap to Ayers, and he's not able to get it off. And then the second man through blocks it. They'll fight for the loose ball. It's picked up by Triton Central and returned for a touchdown. Zach Martin on the recovery. Did you see the block? It wasn't the first man. Ayers hesitated.
No, he hit one of the interior linemen there as he tried to step through the rush. He saw the rush, stepped around it, and then Martin, and I really got to give it to Keaton Kermode. He tackled the Cecina player that was about to catch the ball and down it, and that allowed Martin to pick it up and take off running 18 yards for the touchdown.
Triton Central, what a start. Couldn't have scripted much better than things have gone so far. Ready to try another extra point with Kleeman. Snap and hold good. Kick, plenty of air underneath it, and it's good as well. There is a flag down.
It's going to be roughing the kicker on Cecina on that one.
And we'll look for that to be assessed on the upcoming kickoff. 3:16 to go in the first. Number 4 leads number 2. Triton Central up 21-6 on the first Bank Shelbyville scoreboard. Well, we mentioned mistakes. Triton Central had their fair share of them when they played the regular season game as it begins to spit some rain here on this Friday night. Now, all of a sudden, Cecina has had their mistake, and Triton Central's been as sharp as you could have wanted them to be.
Well, they've taken everything that's been given to them, and now they're going to be able to kick off from past midfield and really hopefully pin Cecina down deep in their own territory and making them play catch-up.
After the roughing the kicker penalty, Triton Central moves up 15 yards and puts this ball down to kick it away from the Cecina 45. See if Kermode tries to just kick it off into the end zone, or if Triton Central, with the coverage team that's been very good all year anyway, if they'll try to keep it in the field of play and keep Cecina pinned in inside their own 20. From the 45, Kermode will line it about 12 feet off the ground, taken on a bounce in the corner near the pylon, return to the 10, the 15, and Triton Central lets it escape maybe more than they would have wanted to. It is a return out to the 20, and that's where Cecina will start, down by 15. Tonight's high school football being brought to you by Heritage House, enhancing the colors of life, and by Olinger Insurance, auto, home, life, and business, health insurance as well. See Keith Limpus with Olinger Insurance. Well, now it comes that you've gotten the start you would have wanted. You have a lead, and you know darn well you can't relax for 2 seconds.
No, there's too long to go, and we're still first quarter here. Cecina's got all kinds of time. You've got to relax and just keep doing what you're doing.
Snap for Ayers. Pressure off the backside. Chased and brought down back at the 16. Hayden Kermode.
There's what we talked about. Could they get to Ayers in the backfield and put a little pressure on him from behind? Kermode gets in there and gets to him. Loss of four.
As slow a start as Triton has had in both of its postseason games before tonight is the opposite that they put on the field so far this evening. Loss of four. Second down, 14. Two receivers left. One here on the near right side of the offense for the Crusaders. Snap for Ayers. Looking, still looking. Plenty of time in the pocket. Throws over the middle and finds a man complete. At the 35-yard line, rolling to a catch is McCormick Messer, a junior. That's his 22nd of the season.
Triton just not able to get any pressure on Mayers. He was just able to sit back and wait till somebody came open and he hit him.
Goes for 21 yards. And Ayers showing that he can get some velocity on that ball. He reared back and threw that one into McCormick Messer, who sat down to catch it. Across the 35, rather, they'll give him the 37-yard line. It's first down and 10 from that position. Four receivers, three split to the left. There's the snap, handoff, Middlebrook, and his second best run of the night out to the 44-yard line. Gain of seven. It'll bring up second and three.
Five carries, 21 yards for Middlebrook now, but just not getting loose. He's usually finding contact pretty quickly when he gets into the line of scrimmage.
Again, getting a little bit of rainfall here. Getting on the windows here in the press box.
I see a lot of umbrellas, though, so that's always a good sign.
Second and three from the 44. Receiver goes in motion right to left. They'll hand off to Middlebrook up the middle. Sidesteps a pile of guys on the ground at the line of scrimmage and gets into Triton Central territory across the 50 and down at the 48.
9-yard gain there, and Cecina with a little misdirection with the receiver coming across. Triton faking a blitz there, and that time Middlebrook was able to find a little more room to get through the line of scrimmage. Gain 9.
21-6, Triton Central on top. Getting late in the first quarter, we're down at the final minute. Receiver Baker, furthest away from the offense, wide out to the left. Three receivers in all. Under center is Ayers. He'll pitch to Middlebrook, get him outside, and then he cuts it back up and in, and Middlebrook showing he's got a little bit of strength to go with that speed, taking on tacklers and dragging them to the 41-yard line.
Zach Martin, pursuit from behind there, is the one that got the tackle.
Gain of seven, second and seven. And Cecina, see if they get a playoff here. They don't have to, the play clock with more time on it than the game clock, but they're approaching the line of scrimmage for a second and three. Three receivers, short side of the field on the left. Receiver alone here on the right, and Middlebrook off the shoulder, left side of the quarterback. Ayers gives to his running back, feeling for room off the right side. Not a lot there. He may be shy of the first down. This may bring up a third and short.
Yeah, he's going to be about a half a yard short.
Clock is at zeros, and we are at the end of one. 12 minutes of play in the books. Cena with a third and short when we go to the second period on the First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard. Triton Central 21, Cena 6 on Giant FM Sports.
Are you experiencing foot or ankle pain? Hi, I'm Dr. Brian Elliott. As a board-certified surgeon at MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, I specialize in treating common and complex conditions of the foot and ankle, such as sports injuries, trauma, and multiple types of deformities. My goal is to get to know you as my patient so we can work together to obtain the best possible outcome. If you are experiencing foot or ankle pain, call my office today at 317-421-BONE to schedule an appointment.
MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, moving healthcare forward in a major way.
Get the inside story weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
High school football, Giant FM Sports, being brought to you by Salmon Brothers. Why go anywhere else? Johnny McCurry, Jeff Brown, Triton Central hosting Cecina in this 2A sectional 37 championship game. Tigers off to a 21-6 lead after the first period. But Cecina driving the football now and looking at a third and less than a yard to go from inside the Triton Central 40-yard line.
Don't think you need to do anything fancy if you're Cecina. You've been able to push enough to get 1-2 yards. Look for Middlebrook just to dive right in the line of scrimmage here.
Airs off the line of scrimmage. Pump fake left. Now look to throw and does air it out for Baker, who got behind the coverage, shakes free of the tacklers, dragging an ankle tackle, and the ball comes shooting out. But I think they whistled the play dead as Baker went out of bounds inside the 2-yard line.
So Cena feeling comfortable that maybe on fourth down they could get that half yard. Goes downfield to Baker, who just kind of got lost in coverage out there. He had to wait for the ball to get to him and almost broke free for a touchdown. Got pushed out of bounds right as the ball was stripped loose. They're going to be right at the goal line, first and goal at the 2. Sixth first down for Cena now in the game.
Baker just had to wait for that ball to come down. Had his back to the end zone when he made the catch and then nearly drug himself in for the score. Middlebrook, the lone setback. Ayers keeping it himself, pushing, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Cecina.
Worked for Triton Central, the quarterback sneak. Mac Ayers takes a 6-3 frame and just pushes his way into the end zone for a 2-yard touchdown run.
Ayers has accounted for 24 touchdowns passing the ball this year. That's his fourth rushing it in.
See if Cecina goes for 2 here to get the points. Nope, they've sent the kicker onto the field.
Not going to chase that missed point yet with just 30 seconds into the second period. Drew Smith, the senior kicker. Cecina was slow getting the ball on the turf last time, ended up getting it blocked. This time the kick is away and is good. And on the First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard with 11:30 left to go in the first half, Cecina draws closer. It's Triton Central 21, Cecina 13. So now the question as Triton Central gets ready to receive a kickoff is which Triton Central offense will we see? The Wildcat that opened up in the first series, or Eric Heboff, the quarterback, in as he was last series?
I think you like what you did last series there. I think you'll see Heboff again now until you really need to make a change.
Triton Central trying to build on an 8-point lead and ready to receive a Shelby Materials kickoff. Triton Central has lost 4 in a row in this series. They've been shut out in the last 3 meetings. Well, the shutout streak is over. Will the losing streak come to an end tonight? The approach by Smith, and he boots it away from the 40. End over end in the middle of the field. Bobbled, picked up off a convenient bounce, and now Borenstein hit hard as he started to build up some steam and goes down at the 27-yard line, first and 10, and for Triton Central, really their worst starting position tonight.
was watching a little bit of Western Michigan against somebody. Somebody was just throttling Western Michigan last night. And because of turnovers and two muffed kickoffs, had four possessions that started inside the Western Michigan 20-yard line.
Wow.
They were starting in the other team's red zone like all night long, and it was a blowout, of course, because of it. See what Triton can do here to kind of quell the Cecina momentum. We got a whistle, and somebody's moved too quick probably before that play started. Or
flag, they whistled the play dead.
It's on Cecina offside.
Triton Central will pick up an easy five and make it first and five.
If you're trying, you don't want to be quick out here. And you definitely want to control the field. So you want to get, you'd like to get two first downs, get to midfield. If you're going to have to punt, then you want to be able to really flip the field here. You don't want to get stuck right here like Cecina did on its possession where the punt got blocked. You want to be able to control the field here.
Richard Knowles in, the deep back, alone there for Triton Central. The handoff goes to him, takes a look at room on the right side, bounces off one tackle, keeps his footing to the 40. The 45 jumps over one of his own men and across midfield. They'll mark him down at the Cecina 49.
Well, give Knowles the running back trifecta. Use strength to bounce off a guy, rip through an arm tackle, and then jumped over a guy before he got out of bounds, and he got all the way across midfield with it, a 19-yard run and a first down.
Good to see a healthy Knowles and Gould. They've been nicked up for a while. They're as healthy now as they've been in 4, 5, 6 weeks. First and 10.
Knowles, 3 carries, 79 yards. Kermode, 6 for 63, as Triton's already racked up about 160 yards of rushing tonight.
Across the 50 to the 49, first and 10. Hayden Kermode steps in motion to the left. Behind him, the handoff to Keaton Kermode, and a good carry on first down, although there may have been a flag come in here late from behind the Triton offense.
Yeah, it was right behind the play there. And
Kermode got about three.
I don't know if it's a face mask or a push. You're going to call a hold on Triton Central. It's going to be right about the line of scrimmage, so that one's going to cost them the 2 yards they gained on the carry and take 10 more back. Second penalty on the Tigers tonight. Cena's got two as well. Still going to be first down for Triton Central, though, but going to push them back now to their own 42-yard line.
Line of scrimmage was the 49, so it's a loss of 9 off the original line of scrimmage. First down and 19 for Triton.
Not the start we expected tonight, was it, Johnny?
No.
Zeros have been on the scoreboard. It's both teams come out and been able to put points in the end zone.
Receiver in motion, Borenstein. Eboff turns, hands it off, Keaton Kermode. And the first man didn't tackle him, but it did cause Kermode to stretch to the outside. And by then, the rest of the defense caught up, and Kermode unable to turn the corner. He didn't pick up anything. It'll be second and 19. So now, if you're Triton, do you have to think about putting this ball in the air?
Well, you haven't thrown it all night, and you're having success running the ball, where play action is certainly something to look at, especially with Kermode in there. Not so much Knowles, but Kermode dives into the line a lot. If you can pull it out and find a receiver, it's there.
Hayden Kermode, the throw backwards to Keaton Kermode. He'll throw a wobbly pass downfield that's caught by Triton at the 30.
Matt Gould.
Matt Gould still at his feet. In the secondary, taking on 3-4 tacklers and brought down at the 18-yard line. And Tim Abel was right. It wasn't pretty, but Keaton Kermode can throw the football.
He didn't say he could throw pretty. He said he could throw a little, and that would be a little. Give him a 40-yard gain on the play there.
Matt Gould on the reception. And for Gould, that ball had to have seemed like it took a long time to come back down.
Yeah, he was wide open. He had to wait for it to get to him and then tried to reverse his way back across field.
Into the red zone, Triton Central. Two men in the backfield. Under center goes Eboff. The give to Keaton Kermode. And behind his lead blocker, he'll dive it to just shy of the 15-yard line.
We've seen enough of Tim Abel's offense over the last 6 years. It's not gimmicky, but he's got no problem pulling out some plays out of the kitchen sink a little bit and just throwing something out there just to keep you honest. And, you know, I said with the running game that they were building there all night, already 160-plus yards rushing, there are going to be chances like that where you can fool them with the run and go to the pass play.
Second down, seven. Knowles is now the deep back. Hayden Kermode, the fullback, offset to the right. He'll step in motion, will number 23. And behind him, they'll hand off to Knowles, who gets to the outside. Shakes three of a possible tackle in the backfield and is finally drugged down inside the 11-yard line.
One thing I'd like to see from Knowles there is I think you've got to understand with Cicino's sideline-to-sideline speed, you get the ball, you got to go. Because he was really, he was kind of feeling it to see, and then he made the move to get free, but by the time he did that and got up to speed, the second pursuit was already there. And when those plays, you're going sideline to sideline, you're going to have to get it and go.
Ball on the 11 for the Tigers. Looking at third down and three. Working off the left hash. Receiver steps in motion right to left. Heave off the handoff, and the run should be enough for the first down on a push to about the six.
Well, he had a good hole there on the left side of the line. That gave him a chance to get in there and really get the first down with ease.
So the Tigers, as the Cowbells make some noise here in Fairland, first down and goal, and the ball just across the six-yard line. Trying to get back to that two-score lead, up 21-13 as we go under 9 minutes left here in the first half.
Four first downs for Triton tonight, six for Cicino. Been able to flip the field and control. Now, what can you do inside the 10-yard line? You don't want to settle for a field goal when you've already gotten this close.
Receiver left, receiver right. Kermode in motion behind the line of scrimmage, and the handoff goes to Keaton Kermode, and Cicino has this knocked backwards. See where they mark him. He might have gotten a step forward, not much more than that. Second down and goal around the 5-6.
Yeah, they're going to give him a yard right at the 5-yard line there. 10 carries now, 73 yards for Kermode in the game. 83 yards on four carries for Knowles, so 156, 158 with Heboff's 2-yard touchdown run. Exactly the kind of start you wanted on your ground game tonight.
Second down, goal to go for Triton from the 5. Heboff from under center, steps a man in motion. Triton looking to run to the right this time, bouncing it to the outside, and a run that gets tripped up on a good solo tackle that for the moment saved a touchdown.
Yeah, Amir Lloyd got in there and just tripped Kermode up before he could get to the end zone.
Down to the 1, Keaton Kermode. Really looked like, especially one-on-one, he might be able to shed a tackler and get himself in, but good solo play defensively, and now the Tigers will have to do some work with a third down and goal from the 1.
On the right hash, too. So if you're going to go speed and get it outside, Noel's not in there. You want to go left and have a lot of room to work. Bornstein goes to that side of the field all by himself.
Hayden Kermode set to the left as the fullback. Keaton Kermode, the deep back. They'll look for room on the left side. Kermode bounces it out to the left, turns himself off a spin, and wrestles his way into the end zone.
Well, we'll give that one all to Kermode because he did a lot of that all on his own to really fight off the first defender and spin and get in there.
Tigers on the board with 6:55 left to go in the first half and reestablishing a 2-touchdown lead. Kermode looked like he either hopped high enough or he almost got picked up in the spin move and still got himself back squared facing the end zone and got the football across. Ball bobbled and Triton Central's not going to get the extra point kickoff. They couldn't get the hold down, and Kleeman couldn't get a foot to it, so the Tigers come up empty on the PAT, and that part of the game has balanced itself out. First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard, 6:55 left to go first half. Triton Central with a 27-13 lead. You're listening to High School Football, Giant FM Sports.
Lawn mowing season almost over, and now's the time to have your lawn and garden equipment inspected. Time to change your oil and filter, change your fuel and air filter if necessary, and don't forget to sharpen your blades. Take care of your maintenance problems now, and next spring you'll be ready. Give Canning Equipment in Greenfield a call, 317-462-5585, and schedule your off-season mower inspection now, and you'll have peace of mind knowing your mower will be ready for spring when you are. Canning Equipment can service all makes and models. Canning Equipment is there for you.
This is High School Football on Giant FM.
Giant FM High School Football being brought to you by Shelby County's Drug-Free Coalition. Your ideas, our resources, solutions that work. Triton Central 27, Cicina 30. has the Tigers up by two touchdowns midway through the second. Whistles from the officials and now set to go with a kickoff from Trident Central. End over end, backpedaling, one of the up men taking it at the 16-yard line and a return. Finding his way through just a little bit of an itch was Barnes, the junior, and he sneaks his way out to the 37-yard line.
Johnny, the game earlier this season, final score was?
20-0.
Last year in the sectional?
21.
14-0.
I flip-flopped.
21-0 regular season. We've had 40 points already in a quarter and a half, and we only had 34. Touches for 92 yards. Cecina's had more success in the air.
Cecina football down 14, putting it on the ground and a run up the middle. Bouncing off a tackler at midfield. Middlebrook is still alive to the 40. Turns on the Jets. Gets outside and inside the 30. Down to the 18-yard line. Middlebrook. Good balance. Good strength. And then we knew he had the speed.
Be a 45-yard run for Middlebrook there when he should have only gained about six, broke through an arm tackle, and then bounced off another one and just rolled his way down into Triton territory.
And into the red zone for Cecina. Two receivers out to the right, Hillman the wideout, Barnes on the slot, and Baker the wideout here on the left side. Middlebrook off the left shoulder of Ayers, who looks right, pauses, waits for his receiver to get further outside, then throws it complete, and Triton Central the tackle after the catch.
Barnes with the catch there. Is watching Hillman, was the one that kind of cleared out going for the end zone there, and then they went the underneath route and got down to the 10-yard line. 8-yard gain on the play on first down.
Barnes' first catch of the night goes for 7 yards. Ayers is well over 100 yards passing in this first half.
It's almost like a heavyweight fight right now, isn't it, Johnny? I mean, it's just throw a haymaker. You throw one back. Who's got the tougher jaw right now? Because both teams are just swinging away and having success offensively.
Cecina at about the 11. Second down play from there after the completion. Long count by Ayers. Now has the football. Pushed out of the pocket. Rolls himself out to the right on the sideline. Pump fakes. Keeps the ball. Runs it himself. And nearly got himself into the end zone. He's down to the 1 yard line.
Well, that was a nice senior move on the sideline there, wasn't it? Running to the sideline, acted like he was going to throw, and then just sidestepped the Triton defender racing at him there, and you're able to pick up more yards. Just about got it to the end zone. He's on the goal line.
First down, goal to go.
Eighth first down for Cecina here in the first half. Triton's got four, but Triton's got four touchdowns as well.
Two receivers to the right, and it'll be Baker in the slot, just back off the line of scrimmage. Quarterback keeping it himself, and not going to get into the end zone.
Yeah, he did.
Now he did?
The push at the end, the official coming in there kept looking. And
there's a pile of guys on the ground, and then you look to the right, and you see Ayers is standing there with the football in the air for the touchdown.
He's able to get that 6-3 frame extended out there and was able to finally get the ball across the goal line.
So Cecina answers the Triton Central touchdown, and 4:54 to go, and important extra points still to come here as we get later on in the second quarter. And Ayers, who has rushing touchdowns all year, has two in a matter of about 8 game minutes here tonight.
7 touchdowns already in the game.
Drew Smith for the extra point. Snap, hold, and kick on the way. It's good. First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard, 4:54 left to go in the first half. And Triton Central's lead is cut in half, down to 27-20. Tonight's high school football is being brought to you in part by Larkey Insurance, proudly representing Auto Owners Insurance. Todd and Craig Larkey, your winning combination for all of Shelby County. Auto Owners Insurance, safe, sound, secure. Shelby Materials with another kickoff coming. We've had plenty of these. Your concrete and aggregate experts. Cecina will send it away to Triton Central. important drive there for Cecina to get back within one possession. Important here with just less than 5 minutes to go for Trident Central, whether you score or not.
Don't make a mistake.
Exactly. Ball at the 40 for the Crusaders, ready to kick it away. Smith gets a leg into it. Good air under this one and driving the return man back to the 10-yard line. To the 20, 25, 30, 35, and 40-yard line. Keaton Kermode sets up Trident Central with a good spot to work from on this next possession.
About a 35-yard kickoff return for Kermode there and gets him right near midfield to set up shop one more time.
Well, let's see where Trident Central wants to go with play calling here. First and 10 from the 40. 4:47 left to play in the half and 47 points on the board between these two teams.
There's not one person in this stadium that probably would have predicted that first half score.
Receiver left, receiver right. Hebov handing off for Knowles. Good patience by Knowles. Looked like he might go down behind the line of scrimmage, but waited, let the flow go by him, and then jumped it through a hole for a gain of about three.
And there's a pair of defensive coordinators right now that definitely wouldn't have predicted this, and are right now both trying to figure what kind of adjustment can we make to slow each other down. It's just big play after big play after big play. Two very good teams just going back and forth right now.
Cecina will get the ball to begin the second half. Tigers with it now as we get later here into the second quarter. Second down and 7. Important play here for the Tigers to avoid a third and long. Receiver in motion. Handoff. Ball is bobbled and it's on the ground.
Yeah, Kermode never got it. I don't know if he got it back. It looks like somebody underneath.
Tigers have it. I'm not sure who.
Last man up is Kermode. Kermode did get it back then, so Trident avoided a disaster there.
No gain on the run and fumble recovery. 3rd and 7 coming up.
This looked like he never got it in his belly to secure it. It was on the ground as soon as he took a step forward, and he was able to get underneath the pile and get on top of it. Now the Cecina sideline trying to fire up, the Trident sideline trying to match him.
3rd and 7. Hebov from under center, looking over at the sideline, letting the play clock run down. Tim Abel's going to take a timeout, and he does with one on the play clock.
Pair of veteran coaches is going to go back and forth tonight. Tim Abel just settling his team down. That's a good timeout right there. Why not take your time? Plenty of time in the game. Long way to go. Haven't used the timeout. Let's get ourselves set here. We need a big play here. We don't want to have a dangerous punt situation.
Our high school football coverage of this sectional championship is being brought to you by H&R Block. Tax solutions to fit your needs by Edward Jones. Making sense of investing. And by Penny Acres with Hoosier Realtors, here for life's big moves. You talk about it being a good timeout. You might be in this situation some coaches would think about. Let's try to keep all three. Try to hold them for that final 2 minutes or that final minute of the drive. Such a big play coming up. The crowd going nuts on both sides, the loudest it's been here tonight. Why not settle things down and make sure you've got what you want?
Well, every time the other team gets the ball, a big play happens. You definitely don't want to give it back to them. So scanning through, we got an update on the sectional 38, which obviously ties into Trident Central Cecina tonight. Early second quarter, Western Boone up on North Putnam 21-0. So you're looking at Western Boone on its way towards a regional appearance. But one of these two teams has got a long way to go to figure out who it's going to be if they get there.
3rd and 7. Direct snap, Keaton Kermode looking for room on the left side. Cecina's got it under control. They'll throw him back for a loss of a yard. It'll bring up 4th and 8, and the Tigers will have to punt this one away as the clock ticks down under 3 minutes.
Never got control of the line of scrimmage there. Kermode was never going to get outside and outrun anybody, and now we're going to see a Trident punt, but nope, Cecina says they're going to take timeout before that happens just to get themselves set, and probably to save some time on the clock as well.
Jeff, this brings up a part of the game that when it especially was 0-0 all the way through the first half for Trident last week with Knightstown, they managed to control where the football was on the field. For the most part, Trident kept it well away from their end zone, and then Mitch Kleeman, every time he was asked to punt, You put Knightstown back inside their own 20-yard line, and again, what can be an explosive offense for Knightstown was held way away from the 50-yard line for much of the night.
Scrolling through Twitter and the cryptic tweet of the night so far, Charlie Spiegel, the New Palestine outstanding running back, is on pace for 640 yards and 12 touchdowns tonight. That is all. Still scanning to find a score, but obviously we're expecting New Pal to roll over Anderson tonight, and it seems like Spiegel is well on his way. 21-0 into the first quarter, New Pal leads Anderson. Spiegel already 160 yards and 3 touchdowns.
And that's probably 4 carries. Mitch Kleeman to punt for Triton Central.
Low snap,
ground ball. Kleeman just gets it off, and he gets a punt that will take a decent Triton roll after the initial bounce, and the Tigers will track it all the way to the 20-yard line. And it looked like, instead of dropping the ball on his foot, it looked like Kleeman dropped the ball on his foot as it popped out of his hand.
Well, it bounced to him for one. The snap didn't get to him in the air, and Kleeman in full panic mode just grabbed it and kicked it. And he actually had plenty of time. Cena had no pressure in there, so yeah, he could have gathered himself, but they still ended up getting a good roll, and they're going to put Cena 80 yards from the end zone with 2:42 left.
So the Tiger defense now protecting a one-score lead, not two, up by 7. Cena from its own 20 with 2:42 left to go in this first half.
Kleeman with a 37-yard punt. We'll credit him for there. Not his prettiest punt of the year, but it was effective.
Ayers in shotgun, is running back located behind him. He'll give to Middlebrook, and the Tigers get a hand on Middlebrook early. He'll fall forward down to the 25-yard line.
One thing about Cecina's running game, it is straight between the tackles, isn't it, Johnny?
Yes,
they really don't try to get outside. We've yet to see a jet sweep, anything that's going to go outside. It's all right between his tackles trying to push.
Quick huddle by Cecina, now running to the line of scrimmage as the clock eventually here going to become a factor. Second out and 5 from the 25.
Middlebrook closing in on 100 yards rushing himself, 88 yards on 10 carries.
Airs the snap, throws, complete, and then Triton with a quick tackle. It'll be a short gain of about 6, the catch made by Hillman. And now Cecina will hurry up.
7-yard gain on the play there. 9th first down for the Crusaders, 137 yards passing now for Ayers.
I thought they would hurry up. Cecina, though, does stop, does huddle. 153 and counting now left to go first half. Triton Central protecting a 7-point lead. Cecina, a reposition on Middlebrook for Ayers. Now gets the snap, looking down the left sideline. Nothing there. Now comes back to the left and dances in the pocket before he's brought down. The ball popped it. Get a scramble for it. Cecina recovering back at the 20-yard line. Maybe 21. It's going to be a loss of 10. And uncustomarily, a mistake by Ayers, number one, to hang on to it that long, and then number two, to about cough it up. And now Triton Central will use one of its timeouts.
To keep the clock from rolling out there gives them a chance. It's going to be second down and 21.
And the question will become, with a minute 14 left to go, if you're Cecina, can you afford to put this ball in the air, number one, to risk an incompletion that stops the clock, allowing Triton more time to potentially get the ball back. And number two, when you're 21 yards away from the marker, you just don't want to make a big mistake.
No, it's second down, so you've got that play. I want to say Ayers was going to go look deep downfield for Baker maybe that time and saw double coverage and pulled it up, and then he was just trying to find somebody open and really surprised at his hesitancy just to take off with it. I mean, he had a lot of room over there. He could have made a positive play out of that, and certainly what turned out almost could have been a big game changer right here early in the late in the first half, and where he fumbled the ball and got knocked down. We talked about in the pregame about trying to get some pressure on him so he's not just sitting back there, and Triton was able to do it that time.
Second and 21 for Cecina. The ball back at the 21. They need to reach the 42 for a first down. 1:14 left to go in this first half.
Give some credit to the Triton defensive backs, too. You know that they can throw the ball a lot of receivers, and you don't have Aaron Steele out there, your guy that's collected 24 interceptions, I want to say, in his career, not out there, and you're still getting the job done tonight.
Ayers in shotgun, receiver off his left shoulder. He'll look to throw, does throw, incomplete on a ball that I didn't have a good angle to look, but it seemed to go through the hands of his receiver at the 25.
Yeah, he tried to lead. Looked like Funk a little bit too far there, and the guy I was watching was down the field deep in the middle, Terry McCormick-Messer, waving his arms like, I am just wide open. He was behind his defender there, and He wanted Ayers to just air it out to him.
Jeff, third and 21. Cecina, go to the air again. Potentially stop the clock again for Triton Central. Two receivers right. One receiver set left. The running back, Middlebrook, off the left shoulder of Ayers. He will go to the air on third and long. Looking, throws it deep downfield, and picked off at midfield by Triton Central. Return to the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25, and down at the 22-yard line. Triton Central on the pick, and an opportunity coming up.
Trent Walters, the junior, number 11, just ball went right over the receiver's head, and Walters just went up and caught it himself right there at midfield.
And again, Ayers with a mistake in this game.
Yeah.
Time left for Triton Central, 58.5 seconds, and they have timeouts to work with from the 21.
They should have one timeout left.
Yes.
Which hinders Triton just a little bit there. I think they would like to maybe have one back now, but...
Cecina will take a timeout before this series begins.
Just want to regroup a little bit, I think, with Cecina there, and it's just momentum back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and there was a big mistake, but Triton in a tough spot to try to capitalize. Really like the way they run the ball, but right now they're only got less than a minute to try to get themselves 21 yards.
And it was this point last week when Triton had time on the clock, timeouts to work with, they ended up with only two plays over really the final 30-plus seconds and ended up with a missed field goal at the end of the first half.
Well, passing just isn't your thing, so you're not going to be airing it out a whole lot here, but you may have to go to the air just because you need a chance to stop the clock. You've got to be able to think that I can get up there and spike the ball at least as much as anything after a running play.
The ball again at the 21 following the Trent Walters interception, and kicker Mitch Kleeman is stretching out his leg here on the near sideline.
Speed in the backfield. Knowles lines up back there now with Hayden Cremone in the fullback position.
Tight end moves from the left to the right in Horning. And now Heboff with the snap. He will look to throw on first down and throws it into the end zone. Jump ball. And it ends up incomplete.
Yeah, Matt Gould, I think, was the receiver there. Heboff in almost true gunslinger mode, throwing from his hip. You're not going to break that film down for quarterback school because John Gruden's not going to look at that and like that attempt there just because he brings it all the way down to his hip and slings it. But he got it in position down there where only Matt Gould could get it. Not too bad a look. I'd like to see him maybe go slant, though, spread out the open side of the field left there with one receiver right now. And we see Bornstein going up there. Quick slant inside if they can pull the safety out of the way there. Right now, though, double coverage on that side of the field.
Second out and 10. Stepping in motion, Hayden Kermode right to left. And I heard a whistle.
Heboff took a knee as he caught the ball there. It was low, and he dropped his knee as he pulled it in. It's going to be down right there at the 26-yard line.
And the clock will wind, too, so Triton Central will have to decide how they want to handle that. Back to the 26-yard line.
What kind of range, Johnny? You've seen Triton more than me. Does Kleeman have?
I'd say we're on the outside of it right now. I can't get a good idea on the wind. It might be a little bit of a push to the back of the kicker. It might help at this point. You'd love to see Triton get that 5 yards back again.
Triton does have a timeout, so that leaves your whole playbook is open to try to get some positive yardage here. Six on the play clock.
Clock down to 19 on the game clock. Triton has not snapped it yet, and they will now take a timeout with 11.2 seconds remaining.
Interesting decision there, Johnny, and I'm not sure why you don't try to run a play. It's only third down, so why not run the play there and keep your timeout? That way, if you break through and get a good running gain, even you got to get 15 just to get a first down and stop the clock. If you can get 10 to 12 and then call timeout, bring your kicker out, you get your 3 points. Now they're kind of putting all their eggs in one basket right here.
Ball at the 26 to kick it from here, it'd be nearly a 43-yarder.
I don't think they're going to kick from here.
But you've got to try and run one play now with 11 seconds left and maintain time on the clock if the field goal is coming into play.
So it almost takes a running play out of the equation. Because even by the time you get 15 yards, you're going to run out of time.
Cecina breaks huddle on the sideline. Triton Central now does the same. 11.2 seconds left in the half. Triton Central leads by 7, trying to get more in the closing seconds. Third down and long. Heboff with Matt Gould in motion right to left. Three receivers to the left. Heboff looking that way. Starts to run. Throws. Complete. Gould goes down to the ground. Check that. Luke Horning on the catch. Triton Central is going to have to hurry, and the clock expires as the Tigers try to get to the line of scrimmage. And for a second straight game, the Tigers struggle in clock and play management at the end of the first half.
Yeah, I didn't understand the timeout there, but Triton Central gets what it wants, and that's a lead going into halftime.
Halftime here, 2A sectional 37 championship game. Triton Central 27, Cecina 20. You're listening to High School Football, Giant FM.
Local radio is high school football on Giant FM.
Halftime from Bud Mendenhall Field in 2A sectional 37's championship game. Our halftime report brought to you by American Family Insurance agent John Lytell, offices in Hancock and Shelby counties. You'll find him in New Powell and Shelbyville. Triton Central 27, Cecina 20 here at the break. Turn our attention away from football for a few moments to girls basketball. The season is officially underway. Last night, Triton Central, not only the season opener, but the conference opener, winning at Speedway 69-26. We're joined by Tigers athletic director and head girls coach Brian Graham. Good win on the road last night.
It was. I was very proud of both the JV and varsity. It's always nice to get the first one out of the way. And with our schedule, it's a little pressure at the beginning of the year because I think we play 5 or 6 conference games out of our first 8 or 10. And so even though you know, as a coach, you want time to build and keep getting better, but it's like, okay, if you want to win the conference, you got to start winning right off the bat. Speedway was vastly improved. Coach Smith over there does a great job, and we were excited to get 2 W's.
What have you seen through a scrimmage with New Powell, one regular season game that you like, and what's going to have to be improved as the season goes along?
Well, I like it any time the ball goes in the basket.
That's elementary.
Yes,
good call,
Coach. Yes, yes. With that said, we have a lot of room to continue growing on both ends of the floor. I think what's nice is that we have a young team, but at the same time, we have a team that has a lot of experience.
Yeah.
And not just with school ball, a lot of travel ball, you know, throughout the summer, that type of stuff. So it allows them to get in a lot of different situations. And I think that's a big deal. It gives us a chance to practice, to talk about scenarios, watch a lot of film. You know, we're trying to not only learn on the court, but like today, we spent about 90 minutes in the film room trying to watch a game. And I know, you know, when you win a game by a lot of points, sometimes you don't even watch that film. But to me, I think it's important to not just be happy about the positives, but to try to find the negatives and try to build on those. You know, on the defensive end of the floor, we're trying to find, you know, who to put on what type of player still. Offensively, you know, we have a lot of skilled players, and so we're trying to figure out, you know, trying to do that extra pass or outpass the defense. But at the same time, it's hard to teach a teenager that it's selfish, you know. If you don't shoot the shot, you should shoot. Because everyone talks about selfish, you're shooting too much. But, I, if we throw the ball to Tinley on the block, she can turn to the left and doesn't shoot it, that's selfish that she's not shooting that. So that it's such a fine line of one way or the other. And that's what we're just trying to teach as much as we can early on.
Maya Chandler can do a little bit of everything on the basketball court. Mm-hmm. She may be the leading scorer for this team. Mm-hmm. She could probably vie for being a leading rebounder, leader in assists. The good news is, though, you have a point guard who comes in off injury that may take some of that pressure off of Chandler.
Oh, absolutely. It's a situation where, last year we had Haley and Renisha, the 2 and 3, and they were great on the defensive end, and Haley get on fire, hitting some threes. But their strongest points weren't, you know, ball handling, because they didn't have to do that. This year with Riley and Riley Stevens and Taylor Heath back, and then you throw in Kinsey Rowell, and even, you know, Tinley Phelps and Grace Chris, you got so many options that can help take that burden off of Maya to where she's not wore out just getting the ball up the court. And it's nice when we get the ball up the court, then we can run a set play for her to where she can start off the ball and work on screen, that type of stuff. So definitely having Taylor around, Taylor's her, you know, I remember back, you know, in sixth grade, you know, her goal was she wanted to break the assist record, you know, and you don't have a lot of kids that want to break assist record. You know, that's just not something that kids come to. That's not what they show on ESPN, you know, or and that type of stuff. And that just shows what type of player she is, very unselfish.
What are you going to have to do, though, when you know Taylor Heath needs to shoot the ball? I know you've got confidence in her to take the shot.
Oh, she could definitely shoot the ball. She's just a pass-first type of a guard, and I think, you know, there are going to be some teams that are going to say, okay, beat us, you know, you got to shoot the ball. And then I think that will kind of hurt our game plan because then people are going to go, oh, she can shoot the ball. So it's a situation. You try to set up matchups on the floor to put people in difficult scenarios to where they're trying to create. Are we going to give up the drive? Are we going to give up the shot, the post? You know, and that's our key thing with our team this year is we have a lot of pieces for the puzzle to be able to do a lot of different things, go inside, outside, push the ball, spread it out, drive, kick, you know, that type of stuff.
Triton Central girls basketball coach Brian Graham with us here at halftime. Triton Central leading Cecina 27-20 in this football championship game. Kenley Phelps, we know she can catch. We know she can score. She's going to provide an interior defensive presence. But if and when she has to leave, be it for a breather or two early fouls, what do? You turn to Bailey Stamper. You don't lose a presence in the middle.
No, Bailey's, you know, 6'1", 6'2", type player. Bailey has a really matured on the basketball court about decision-making and what to do, when to do it. Last night, you know, when you're that much bigger your whole life, you always want to block shots because that's cool. And we don't teach block shots. We teach get deflections. And last night she did a great job getting three or four blocks by just putting her hands up. And we tell her if they score over top of you with that wingspan, so be it. But if you commit a foul, then you're getting her free throws, and that's one more you're closer to coming to the bench. And Bailey's done a great job of, just trying to – just fitting in her role, doing her job, and we're very proud of her.
You are at a time where you've got a great – not only a present but a future with this group and this fairly young roster. You're also at a time when 2A girls basketball is as good as it's probably been in a while. You'll see Central Noble over at Newcastle. Maybe you'll see Winchester down the way, and you're all in the top five.
Yeah, it's really going well right now with some teams around the state. I think it starts with just people playing a lot of basketball. You know, it's one of the biggest differences when, I took over 11 years ago, you know, as a boys coach and growing up playing, you know, you get some friends together, throw a ball out, you just go play. But I remember back, you know, when I was in high school, that's not what the girls players did. And nowadays, they do that. You know, and I think that that's a lot to say about their work ethic and how hard they work, want to get better. And I think that shows a lot around the state with all the different teams.
Coach? Appreciate it. Are you staying warm, by the way? How hard is the rain out there?
You know, it's just kind of a drizzle, just enough to get on your nerves.
Best of luck.
Wait a minute.
Whoa, what?
I think Jeff likes my cup.
You have a name on your cup, so nobody will take it.
Absolutely. That is my cup. It says Graham. I know you want to drink. I'm not giving you my coffee. You have to drink
it. It's not that he's afraid somebody will take it. It's the fact that he puts it down and can't find it most of the time.
And then that way they know who to return it to.
I was going to look and see if there's a tracker on it somewhere. Maybe like your keys if you drop it.
Exactly.
Coach, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks, guys. God bless.
Brian Graham with us here at halftime. Triton Central with a 7-point lead. We'll take a look at some of the halftime numbers when we come back on the Halftime Report, brought to you by American Family Insurance agent John Lytle on Giant
FM. Hello, this is Tamara Wright. I specialize in residential sales and first-time homebuyers in Shelby and Bartholomew counties. Call Tamara to move you in the right direction.
Hello, this is Penny Akers. I've been in real estate helping clients for 18 years in Shelby and surrounding counties. Call Penny to make your realty dreams a reality.
Hello, I'm Sherry Jones, and for 13 years, I've helped many achieve success at buying and selling their real estate. Call Sherry to find your way home.
Now is the time to buy and sell.
Who's your realtor?
We are Hoosier Realtors.
Call 317-421-HOME.
Hoosier Realtors is located at 42 East Washington Street, a half block east of the Circle in beautiful downtown Shelbyville.
Dreaming the good life? A kitchen or entertaining area completely designed around your modern taste. D&B Cabinet Sales lets you make choices that reflect you and your direction in life with Homecrest Cabinet. Whether you're building or redecorating, Homecrest and D&B Cabinet Sales can help with over 300 affordable combinations. With Homecrest Cabinet and D&B Cabinet, you'll find everything you need to transform a house into a home. Visit D&B Cabinet Sales at 660 East Jackson Street in Shelbyville to explore the possibilities.
Get the inside story weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
Johnny McCurry, Jeff Brown, Halftime here at Bud Mendenhall Field, 27-20. Triton Central leads Cecina. Take a look at our scoring summary brought to you by Penny Acres with Hoosier Realtors, here for life's big moves. Triton Central on the board with 10-16 to go in the first period. A 50-yard run by Keaton Kermode made it 7-0 Tigers. Cecina would score almost 3 minutes later on a David Baker 2-yard touchdown catch from his quarterback, Mac Ayers. The point after, no good. Triton Central led 7-6. 4:04 to go in the first. Eric Eboff with a 1-yard quarterback sneak. Triton Central a 14-6 lead. They would make it 21-6 on a botched punt effort by Cecina. The ball picked up and run in by Zach Martin. Again, 21-6 Triton. 3:16 left to go in the first half. It was at the 11, or in the first quarter, rather. On to the second quarter now. 30 seconds in, Mac Ayers a 2-yard run to make it 21-13 Triton Central. 6:55 to go. Triton opens it up to a 2-score lead again, 27-13. A missed extra point included on a Keaton Kermode 1-yard run. And then with 4:54 to go, the final score of the first half, Ayers on a 1-yard run. And that's where we stand now, Jeff. 27-20, Triton Central.
Here's a look at your unofficial first half numbers. Cecina, 15 rushing attempts for 85 yards. Middlebrook won the leader, 10 carries, 88 yards. Ayers with the negative yardage, bringing him back there, especially on that fumble attempt out of bounds there as he tried to avoid traffic. Passing, though, he's 8 of 13 for 137 yards, but he does have the interception. Baker leading the way there, 4 catches, 92 yards. The Crusaders had 9 first downs, 2 penalties totaling 20 yards, and the 1 turnover. For Triton Central, 21 rushing attempts, 152 yards. Kermode, 14 carries, 79 yards. Knowles, 5 for 86. Passing combined between two different quarterbacks, 2 of 3 for 53 yards. 4 first downs for the Tigers, 2 penalties for 15 yards, and maybe the biggest number, 0 turnovers led to a 27-20 lead at halftime.
Big possession opening the second half. Triton Central for a while had played with that lead by 2 scores. Cecina pulled within 1. Well, now the Tigers will defend, opening the half up by 7.
Well, and it gives Cecina a chance to get back into the ballgame there and maybe get it tied and get this game to kind of reset and start over. But right now it's all been Triton playing from the lead. A couple of scores for you, Johnny. I found halftime, Decatur Central 14, Cathedral 7. New Pals Oliver Anderson 34-0. Charlie Spiegel 5 touchdowns, pushing his way towards 60 on the season. Halftime, Columbus East 20, Bedford North Lawrence 7. And just because it's almost basketball, well, it is basketball season because we just talked with a basketball coach. Halftime, the Waldron Lady Mohawks lead Blue River Valley 29-20. And a game, another one with some interest around here. Halftime, Greensburg 39, Jacksonville 19.
Wow.
Greensburg all over Jacksonville there. A couple teams that everybody in Shelby County will know quite a bit about before the season's over with.
Greensburg number 2 in 3A, lost to Northwestern in the state championship last year. Jacksonville is, I think, 6th preseason in 1A poll. Triton Central will send the ball away to Cecina. And both teams seem to be confused about what end of the field they're supposed to be on. The officials help them get to the right end.
We'll get them all lined up. And this one here, a battle of 2A number 2, Cecina, 2A number 4, Triton Central, has played out really almost like a regional or semi-state game. I mean, it's just been play after play after play, both teams, both sides. One mistake, Mac Ayers has actually made a couple tonight. We talked and really talked about his talent there in the preseason on that block punt. He saw the rush come and tried to sidestep it and then tried to quick punt it and ended up hitting it right into a Triton lineman that was up right in the line of scrimmage there and getting it blocked and returned for a touchdown, then overthrowing his receiver there. Even though that mistake didn't hurt them, it could have certainly hurt them with that overthrow. Triton wasn't able to punch it in the end zone there on the late interception by Walters.
Triton going left to right from our broadcast position in the box here at Triton Central. Keaton Kermode a kick, and it's very near the sideline. It skips on the turf, stays in the field of play, picked up at the 15-yard line. A return across the 30, a spin, a fall, and down at the 34. And here comes Cecina's offense, down by 7, beginning the second half.
See what kind of halftime adjustments these two veteran coaches, Tim Abel for Triton Central, Odd Hurley for Cecina, what can they talk with their defensive coordinators? What can we do to really stop them? Because Cecina's been able to do both. They've been able to have some success running the ball and really have some success throwing the ball, whereas Triton's been all ground-oriented pretty much all night.
seems the very light rain we had at the end of the half has come to a close as we begin the third period. Four receivers to each side working off the left hash. Barnes receiver in motion, and the snap for Ayers, who throws complete in traffic, his receiver getting right in the middle of that zone and catching and being tackled at the 41.
It's Hillman on the reception there, and Ayers quick and decisive there and just snapped it. Used his arm strength to gain 9 yards on first down.
Hillman's third catch of the night.
Third catch, 25 yards now.
Second down and short, and a dangerous down if you're a defense with Cecina. Do they look to maybe take a shot downfield on second and short?
Yeah, you want to know where Baker is in their set right now.
Four receivers. Barnes again in motion out of the slot from the left. The give to Middlebrook in the backfield. He's got the first, gets it to the outside hash, and boom, a collision downfield. But not until he picks up big yardage down to the Triton 40-yard line.
And there's where you've got Triton's defense spread out there. It gives you a lot of different options to do. And we'll give 18 yards to Middlebrook, and he's going to be the first of three backs tonight pushing towards 100 yards to actually get over it.
Neither team has really given us any reason to believe they can stop the other, and we seem to be back into that trend here starting the third period.
Triton with their defense, with Baker, defensive cornerbacks got him, but they've been dropping a linebacker or a safety over in his area as well, trying to keep him double covered.
Ayers to throw on first down, complete at the 34. Receiver makes a man miss and then toppled over down at the 25-yard line. It'll go for a gain of 15 yards.
And that was the man that was a little irked earlier with Ayers not finding him deep over the middle right by himself there, McCormick Messer, and used a nice stiff arm to just dispatch of a Triton defender.
His second catch, another first down, and Cecina already down to the Triton Central 25-yard line. Trailing the Tigers by seven, opening the second half. Snap for Ayers, a little shovel out for Middlebrook, and he weaves his way through defenders near the line of scrimmage inside the 20-yard line.
First time we've seen the Crusaders really try to get outside the tackles with a quick pitch out to the right.
Gain of about six, maybe seven for Middlebrook around the 18-yard line. Nearly went down, and now does go down back at the 24.
I'll give the defensive line credit because that was all them. Let's see, Phil Williams was in there and somebody else. Had a good push as well. I think it was Williams, though, that was one that flushed Ayers at first.
Phil Williams had a terrific week against Knightstown. They could use some more pressure on Ayers from him here. Loss of six to the 24.
Almost back to the line of scrimmage. Third and nine. Not going to be field goal range here.
Two receivers right, two to the left. Baker wide left. Snap for Ayers. Middlebrook stays in the block. Ayers looking. Now decides to run with the football. Takes it up the middle and takes a hard hit on the left leg and is toppled down at the 16. He's near the first down, but it's going to be, what, short by a yard maybe?
He's going to be really two.
He's yards.
At the 17. We'll give him 7 yards on the gain there. And he said that was an awkward-looking landing as he got himself a little out of position there, reaching forward and... Cena brings two receivers in. McCormick Messer going out. Barnes going out as well. And Smith, the kicker, came in. And he's also listed as a tight end despite the fact that he's about 5'4", and he's going to line up in a wing position spot almost.
So Cena down to two on the play clock and not getting receivers set. Both of their receivers went right. Ayers quickly waved them to go left, and then realizing the clock was running out, a timeout is called.
Yeah, they were going for something that they haven't used all night and brought a different package in, and it took too long to get set up and ready to go to Triton Central's advantage. And make note of that in a game where we saw clock management at the end of the first half. So Cena giving up a timeout early on here in the third quarter.
Cecina and Triton Central on the sideline talking it over, and now a big fourth down play coming up with Cecina trying to tie this game here early in the third quarter. Johnny McCurry, Jeff Brown, Triton Central, where these two conference foes giving us a really, really good, entertaining game tonight. And the winner seems likely to get number one Western Boone at last check up by 21 on North Putnam in the sectional 38 game. Fourth down and a couple. 8:15 to go in the third period. Cicino with a good opening drive, but what are they going to do at the end of it? Three receivers, two to the right. David Baker over here on the near left side. Triton crowd making noise. Air shows the ball to Middlebrook. Lofts it over for a completion on the right sideline and an escape by the receiver. That is a touchdown.
Pass to Matthew Funk. He just got around right in all by himself. Gone.
Touchdown, Cicina, within a point. Pending the PAT coming up. Funk on the touchdown. Came in with 19 catches. That'll be his third receiving touchdown. And bring in Drew Smith to try the extra point.
It's almost a forward little toss pass over the left side of the Triton line as he was out there by himself, and then he just made an athletic play, got loose, and got down the sideline.
Smith, the extra point, just gets it off in time. It's good. And on the First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard, 8:07 to go in the third, game tied at 27. You're listening to High School Football, Giant FM Sports.
Koenig Equipment, 1929 East Main Street, Greenfield, your local John Deere dealer. But Koenig offers more than just John Deere. Koenig Equipment is also your local steel and Tartar Farm and Ranch equipment dealer. Steel is known for their chainsaws, but Steel also offers a great selection of trimmers, blowers, and lawnmowers. Tartar Farm and Ranch Equipment offers a wide variety of farm equipment. When it comes to agriculture, Koenig Equipment has the solution for you. Visit Koenig Equipment or call 317-462-5585.
Heritage House of Shelbyville, your leading rehab-to-home, long-term care and memory care community, will always be full of the friendly, caring faces that come guaranteed with our signature family-owned and operated reputation. Now our warm and inviting atmosphere comes with a brand-new remodeled makeover. Heritage House is excited to announce we have doubled the size of our brand-new memory care wing. Haven Court, come visit us at 2309 South Miller Street or call 317-398-9781 to tour our beautiful new memory care wing, Haven Court.
This is High School Football on Giant FM.
Johnny McCurry, Jeff Brown, Cicina after a game-tying touchdown kicking off to Triton Central. Tigers with a return out across the 20. 26-yard line is where the Tigers' offense in what is now a tie game will get its first possession of the second half.
Cicina, it's probably about the third or fourth time tonight they really tried to get momentum and get control of this game, and they just haven't been able to do it. Right answer, but now it's more important than ever. All the work the Tigers did in the first half, playing nearly a perfect game offensively, is for naught because it's a tie game here early in the third quarter.
Borenstein receiver in motion. It'll be direct snap time as the Tigers try to go to the ground game, and Cicina got pressure into the backfield. And then wouldn't allow Keaton Kermode to escape when he did find a niche to kind of claw himself out of the 29.
Back to the Wildcat with Kermode in the backfield, the way they opened the game on the first series, and give Kermode 3, second down and 7, their 29-yard line.
Triton needs something sustained and something that ends in points. Second and 7. Two blocking fullbacks. Horning, the tight end, steps from right to left, and Keaton Kermode will follow him to the left, but Cicina has everything smelled out and too many white jerseys in the neighborhood. Maybe a yard to the 30. Third and 6 is coming.
Cicina's got the emotion building right now, and their fan base across the way getting louder and louder with each play and a stop there, and Triton's got to find something here. They don't want to go 3 and out and not get a chance to even flip the field here very well.
Ball at the 30. Triton Central with 3rd and 6. Eboff off the field. They will change the backfield alignment. Now trying to make sure everybody's on the line of scrimmage where they should be, and there was something not right, I think, in the receiver set on the right side. Triton, with the bench nearby, calls a timeout.
Yeah, Borenstein and Hayden Kermode were trying to determine which one of them needed to be on the line of scrimmage. And that brought some confusion. And then Gould came in motion across the backfield there. And at that point in time, 3 seconds on the play clock, Tim Abel had to call a timeout. And again, now that negates the fact that Cecina took a timeout earlier, and both teams now have taken one early here in the third quarter.
Boy, this game's given some emotional swing. Cecina with the ball laid, a chance to maybe do something from their own 20. They turn it over. Triton Central seems like it's an ample scoring opportunity closing seconds. They don't take advantage. And then Cecina does what you had to fear if you were Triton Central. Bing, bang, boom, ties it up to start the third.
I think we're going to find, just from scanning through the scores already online there and social media, that, you know, a lot of these sectional matchups tonight are still going to be blowouts. You still got good team against a team trying to battle. I mean, as I said, this is a regional or semi-state matchup, but 2-4 in the state, two teams from one of the probably the best class 2A, one of the best, you know, or conferences, sorry, 2-4 and two of the teams from the best conference in the state, maybe one of the second best, third best conference in the state overall as far as just up and down. They're just battling back and forth here. This is big game mentality, and both teams are playing like it right now.
Third and six, low snap, good catch by Kermode. Feels his way through, pushes, and gets to the 35, and that's going to leave him a little better than a yard shy of the first down. It's fourth down, and from their own 35, the Tigers will need to punt here.
Tim Abel bringing the old school football out. Seen it from him over the years. Just really conservative and trying to get his line to push. But Cecina right now has kind of got a little bit of momentum. They controlled the line of scrimmage that drive. 3 carries for Kermode. He picks up 9 yards, but 1 big yard short. Now you've got a punt.
Mitch Kleeman is back at his 22, awaiting the snap. Pressure showing on the outside from Cecina. They do bring it around. Kleeman gets off a kick that won't be returned. It hits at about the 48. Takes a Triton Central roll and meanders down inside the 40 to the 37.
Had a bad snap on their last punt attempt there. That one was perfect. And Kleeman, one step and snap. Really doesn't get a lot of his body into it. He's got a big frame. He really just legged it all and got it out of there quickly, and it ended up rolling, I think, 28 yards. I think I did the math on 15, 25, 28 yards down to the Cecina 37, where they'll start. So you didn't flip the field, but you also didn't turn it over in your own territory. Your defense has got to step in and make a play here now.
Mac Ayers has been finding targets. Tavon Middlebrook has been picking up good yardage, and the Cecina offense clicking better than it did early in the game. First and 10, the give to Middlebrook in room on the right side. First down yardage and more across the 50. They may mark him back to the 50-yard line, but it'll move the chains.
Ayers under center that time, and Middlebrook just danced out right and able to find 13 yards on the carry. 126 yards on 13 carries for him now, and 3 first downs here in the second half to none for Triton Central.
Ball is just a pace across midfield, first and 10 for the Crusaders in a tie game at 27 apiece. 4 wide receivers. Middlebrook off the left shoulder of Ayers. Thought maybe there'd been movement on the line. Apparently not. Pass is complete. Receiver steps out of bounds after a gain of 7 or 8.
I saw the same thing. Almost looked Canadian Football League style, wasn't it? The slot receiver
yeah.
Almost looked like
yeah.
He got a running start at the line of scrimmage there, but he just timed it perfectly, and they'll gain 7
David
on the pass
Baker.
To Baker, who left him 1 yard short of 100 for the night. 5 catches, 99 yards.
Mac Ayers showing you the arm. He can deliver most of the passes. And now Cecina consistently getting into those second and shorts. 2nd and 3 here. Ayers looking to throw. Pressure comes from his right side. His throw is nearly but not complete.
So Kraus got a hand on it. He laid out for it, though, and I think he got maybe just enough of it to keep it from hitting the receiver's hand squarely.
It sat there for a moment for Hillman to get it, but he couldn't collect and pull it in. So now 3rd down and 3.
Broke up a streak of 4 straight completions for Ayers to start the third quarter there. He's got 185 yards passing, 18 attempts so far, 12 completions for 185 yards.
From the 43 of Triton Central. And it may be 4 down territory in this location for the Cecina offense. Tie game at 27, midway here through the third. Ayers to throw, pumps, brings it back down, now runs with the football, avoids a man, the ball is knocked loose, and they'll wrestle for it. Triton initially saying they had it. Some Triton players still saying they do, and the Tigers do have it on a fumble. And the clock is still running. Now stopped at 4:49.
And they're still fighting for the ball at the bottom of the pile. And the last man up, I won't say he got it, but number 52 is at the bottom of the pile. And we have a 52 there, Jonathan Riggins. I won't say he got it, but he was under the bottom of the pile, and that's a fumble.
And another mistake by Ayers, who was really carrying that ball loosely away from his body. And I think somebody just got a hand on it and knocked it out.
Yeah, he tried to sidestep the defender there, and he had it like a just carrying it around like you just carry a football nonchalantly, one hand and almost above his shoulders. Somebody went by and just sideswiped him and was able to pop it free.
Fumbled at the 41-yard line. And Triton Central, again, the game still tied with the football and needing to reestablish itself offensively. A first down run of about 3 yards here.